The Japanese are renowned for their organisation, so it's no great surprise that with a year to go before the Olympic Games in Tokyo, preparations are well on track. The venues are in the final stages of construction and ticket sales have exceeded expectations. But one problem facing these games is likely to be outside Japan's control. Our North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer reports from the host city.
With all the fanfare you'd expect with 1 year to go from one of the world's greatest sporting contests, Japanese band Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra enthusiastically marked the occasion. The answer is a resounding yes, certainly according to International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach.
I have never seen an Olympic city as prepared as Tokyo with 1 year to go before the Olympic Games.
The goals for next year are more modest than they were in 1964 when the Tokyo Olympics showcased bullet trains, futuristic designs and a new expressway to document Japan's recovery following World War II. Organisers have been under pressure to cut costs and say they've saved billions by using existing venues. Tokyo is building 8 new venues but using 35 temporary or older venues. And there's been unprecedented demand for tickets to get into those venues. When sales began for Australians earlier this month, 96% sold out within 1 hour. Here in Japan, more than 3.2 million domestic tickets were sold in the first phase last month. The question is, where will everyone stay? According to the Mizuho Research Institute, there'll be a shortfall of 14,000 hotel rooms. The Institute's chief economist, Takayuki Miyajima, says some visitors without reservations might be forced to stay in places like manga cafes and karaoke parlours. He says such accommodation wouldn't satisfy tourists nor create a favourable environment for local residents. One option could be to bring in a cruise ship to help address the shortfall. No matter where any tourists stay, one thing they'll need is air conditioning. Hot and humid Japanese summers are anything but comfortable. I asked Australian volleyballer Damien Schumann, who's in Tokyo this week for an Olympic test event, what it was like to play in such humidity.
It's a massive factor. It's quite a big factor. I mean, we'll play in Europe, and all the Europeans are used to that. And you know, it was 5 degrees in Russia 1 year where we played in 2017. And you know, it's in summer it might get to 26, and sometimes it gets to 30 and stuff, and everyone's freaking out. But yeah, when you're playing in, you know, 38 degrees, and you know, I think it's over 70% humidity or whatever it is. You know, you're on court and you're literally trying to get air in between points, and you're just breathing in fire. And honestly, you know, the teams that handle the mental side of that have a huge advantage. So yeah, weather plays a massive role, especially, you know, you're in the middle of the day in the sun, and you know, tennis is a bit similar in that sort of pressure cooker environment, but when you've got the sand as well and the heat reflecting off the sand, it's you can get pretty hot.
I asked John Coates, the head of the IOC's Coordination Commission for the 2020 Games and Australia's Olympic Committee president, what organisers had planned to try to get around a potentially deadly heatwave.
We're in the middle of a Japanese summer. How confident are you that the heat wave countermeasures are going to work, and what exactly are they?
You never know. But it was a very big wake-up call for us last year. The heat wave that they had, the mortalities that they had across Japan, and along with transport, it's really been the major focus for us. We, for the events, have moved a number of events earlier. The race walking, the marathon, we've taken events away from the middle of the day, all of those things that we could do with the events themselves. There'll be use of water sprays, non-reflective pavements for the marathon and marathoners and walkers, a lot more coverage for spectators as they're queuing up to go into a venue, a lot more medical attention available in the for the public and the bigger areas. So doing all of that, the Tokyo Municipal Government's taken it very seriously, as has the organising committee. Whether we'll get the extreme temperatures to test us now, we'll wait and see. with 1 year to go, but I don't think we can give it enough attention.
The IOC's Australian representative, John Coates, ending that report from North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer in Tokyo.